Oh boy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kind? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. By God, is it going to be a bunch of fuckery tonight if I'm hosting. Welcome to episode 630 of the Overseas Connection podcast. My name is Peter Chin, and I'm going to be your host today. And you can find us streaming on Sundays at 9 p.m. Hopefully you're listening now. 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast, and 3 p.m. Central. We're on twitch.tv/OC podcast. And you can also find us on youtube.com/OC podcast as well. So as I said, bad luck. I'm your host tonight. And I've got two lovely people with me tonight. The first one being Mr. Robin Tate.
Hello, I'm here. It's me, Robin Tate. I'm in Ballymena. I'm in Northern Ireland. And happy Cinco de Mayo this week. So hope you have a great time.
So there you go. Bongo the Saints with us. And we also have Kim Woods.
Howdy, howdy, everybody. From a slightly chilly Midwest. You know, it's May already. It should be warm by now. But no, we're cold.
Yeah, we can see it's chilly.
I'll bet you can.
There we go. So there's just the lovely three of us tonight. Greg's decided to have a weekend off. I think he's going to visit his parents or something like that. Anyway,
I sent photographs of him just a little while ago there, and he said he was with somebody called Bloody Mary. Who the hell is Bloody Mary? I mean, it's like, is it like that time of the month or something, or what? It's a crap.
Wow. Oh, dear. Well, Robin's just going to get worse and worse. He's got himself a rum tonight and some snacks. So hopefully by the end of the podcast, there will be a mass array of audio clips and some drunken slurs. So I just wanted to mention the birthdays this week because we got a few. And the one of them being our lovely Mr. Mark Annix, and it's his 232nd birthday this week. Still looking good for his 200s.
Hello, my fellow podcast family.
Yeah, missing that little voice, Mark, so we can't wait to have you back on. We've got two other birthdays. Joshua Tate. It's a big birthday for him, Robin. He's got his mouth full of popcorn. He's 21 today, so congratulations to him, and I hope he's had a lovely day.
He's so, so important to me that I've left his birthday party in the house right now to come out and do this.
That's dedication.
Yeah, cry himself to sleep in his big pillow tonight. Mm-hmm.
They're too cool for dads, aren't they, at that age anyway?
Right.
Yeah. Another close friend of ours whose birthday is tomorrow, I believe. That's Mr. Stuart Fowler from the Veteran Gamers.
My wife.
I don't know. How old is he?
He's 10 years older than me, I think, now.
Is he?
Yeah, he's really old.
He looks. He's looking it, isn't he?
He is younger than me.
Yeah, he's about 46, isn't he? Something like that. But anyway.
At least.
Good old Stuart Fowler's birthday. So all of those people can have a nice little bit of round two of music again, Robin. Have we got any?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Insert name here.
Gentleman was not recognized.
Apology. Thank you, Boomer MD. It's important that you press the transition button that goes on to show the screen with the. yes. Moving on.
Well, our audio listeners are not going to notice, but the videos didn't show up on YouTube. But thank you very much, Boomer, and thanks for being in the chat and joining us straight away as we've started. Let's move on to a bit of story time.
Fuck me. Are you in a hurry to go to the loo or something, are you?
Yeah, on a promise. On a promise.
Hooray, story time. Hooray, story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Okay, Kim, tell us what you've been up to this week.
Oh, not a whole heck of a lot. Well, as you noticed last night, I guess, or this morning maybe, I get to play with a Series X for the week. So that's kind of nice. My friend of mine that I got the X4, they're going on Anyway, they're going on vacation and he didn't want to leave it at home. So I'm babysitting it for the week.
Really?
Yep. So, you know, he gave me all privileges to it if I wanted to, you know, use it or whatever. So I'm like, okay. So I hooked it up this morning. I haven't done a lot with it. I played a little of Rise this morning. And I don't know, like it's like I was telling Mark in the WhatsApp group, even just sitting on the dashboard, it looks awesome. I mean, you can definitely see the difference from the 1X to the Series X.
Yeah.
It's neat. But like I was also telling Robin and all you this morning, I had to put it on a shelf like above my head. And dear God, if I ever drop that thing, one, well, I don't want to break it. And two, it will club me to death. So it's a heavy little sucker.
It's heavy. The Scorpio, my Scorpio was a heavy device. I mean, it's surprising. It's one of those things that it's like anti-grav. Mm-hmm. You look at it, you know, it's like, isn't this thing looks should be light. But yeah, you're right, man. It is a, you could commit big, like, murder with that, you know?
Right. If it fell on my head, it would club me to death, and that'd be the end of me, death by Xbox. Mm. So, you know, I call it the monolith because, well, it looks like a monolith. So, I don't know. We'll get along with it this week.
And see how
I get along with it. Right. I was not prepared when I took it out of the box for it to be as heavy as it was, and of course it being what it is, it's like, all right, where do I grab it so I make sure I don't lose it? And you know, it was a little awkward, I'll admit.
To be fair though, the Xbox One X is pretty heavy, isn't it?
It's heavy, but I mean it's like flat, and so you know, you can,
yeah,
there are places to grab a hold of it, where on the Series X, I don't know, I think on the back there's a little thing, I don't know. But yeah, so we'll see how it goes this week. Nice. I'm tickled. Hopefully, you know, this week I managed to actually get myself one before he gets back from vacation, or I might not want to give it back to him. Nah, I'll be nice. I'll give it back. But I'm trying to think. Other than that, it's been about normal. I'm finding out on my days off I have too many hobbies and not enough time to do those hobbies, or I'm just terrible at time management. I'm not sure which.
Give us an insight into your hobbies. What's your hobbies?
Well, like I, you know, I like to read. I like to play video games. You know, I like to sit around and watch TV, that sort of thing. You know, stuff that I don't normally get to do because I'm watching kids. And so I'm sitting there Tuesday trying to figure out how the hell I'm going to plan my day off after I get my list of, you know, stuff done. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I could read a book, or I could play Xbox, or I could just sit here on the couch and watch TV. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, by this time it's afternoon, and I'm thinking, yeah, and at 4 o'clock I'm gonna have to get up and go outside and do chores. There's not enough time to try to do everything. So, yeah, I don't know.
I get that. We were just talking about that earlier on. My mother-in-law was in the house there, and I was saying, look, you know, I'm looking forward to getting back to work for a break.
Right.
Because my weekends are just crazy. And I said, like, you know, well, what were you doing? I says, well, this morning Judith and I got up about 6:30 because that's what we do. And we had about 3/4 hour before any of the wee ones got up. And then I had to tend to Jasmine, getting her up and getting her some breakfast. Then Glenn got up and needed a complete change of bedding and a full shower and ready and all his bits and pieces to be done with them. And then breakfast for all. And then I done 2 hours of ironing. Mm-hmm. Then I had to go and tend to a hot tub. Then I had to go to the shop. I came back and we had lunch, and then we prepared for some stuff because our family are over this evening for Joshua's 21st. And then Jasmine went for a sleep. And then I made some sorbet, some ice cream. Mm-hmm. And then it's just goes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then literally I had put Jasmine to bed at 7 o'clock. Yeah. And I had Glenn in bed. And just sat down, and my mother-in-law walked in tonight before the 30-odd other people came in our bubble. And she said, oh, it's all right for you, isn't it? Right. And when I was doing the ironing today, so when the Formula One is on, I do the ironing. I make the best use of my time, so I'm not sitting there, but I never stop. It's just so, yeah. And I think part of it now is our family here is so big, and with a toddler as well, it's just impossible.
Exactly.
I remember Judith and I were talking about this today. I remember when Sunday afternoons we had our dinner, we cleared up the dishes. The kids would go off and play a bit of Xbox or go out running outside, and Judith and I would stick on some stupid movie or watch a bit of TV and doze off for a couple of hours on a Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Well, can't do that now.
Oh, where's that gone to? Where's
right. I was thinking that Friday because I had Anthony, or I had Owen, and I had Colton, and of course they're both 2 years old. And I'm sitting there after they take off, and Dad comes in from work, and I'm just sitting there on the couch, and all I want is a nap, and he's like, why are you so tired? I'm like, well, gee, let me think about this. I had 2 2-year-olds all day today, and I didn't have time to do much of anything other than tell Owen, stay out of there. Don't go over there. Get out of that cabinet, you know. Well, meanwhile, Colton, of course, who barely does any of this, is just sitting there looking at me going, why is she yelling at him all the time, you know? And it is. It's just crazy. And then on top of trying to do the laundry and do the dishes and, you know, clean the cat box, whatever it is, it's just, it's ridiculous.
So much hidden time, isn't there, with kids? You can just, the day just goes, doesn't it, looking after
it does. So, but no, that's pretty much it for me. So, like I said, I'm hopefully this week I can play some more on the Series X. And, we'll see.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll give you a bit of insight what I've been up to. I'm up to a mile now in every swim I do. So I'm going like 4 or 5 times a week. It just depends on the booking system and whether I can get in and blah, blah, blah. But I can do a mile now. So I'm back up to that a day, which is good. I've managed to do it in 3 weeks. I thought it would take me longer. I'm not really seeing much benefit from it at the minute. I don't know whether that's just because
it comes. Give it time.
Yeah, I don't know. I know Greg was saying before, wasn't he, about muscle and whatever you're developing. That could be the case. I don't know. But I seem to be getting quicker, and that'll do me. Was there something wrong about muscle developing? I'm up to a mile. Oh, God. Where did you get that from?
Always recording. Always recording.
Right.
Swimming's doing all right. Been to a garden centre today to get some more plants, and we've seen some garden furniture that we might be getting. It's a good job, you know. We saw this 6-seater set, and it looked great. Fell in love with it, and we thought, oh, should we buy it? And we was on that umming and ahhing stage of whether to get it or not. And then we come back home, and we didn't have enough room. So I'm so glad.
Right.
As well. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a relief. So we'll go for a smaller set. So that was that was the garden centre. I've watched the snooker final last week. So I enjoyed that. As slow as snooker is to some people, and I know some of you guys ain't fan of snooker, but I like it.
I'm in the heyday of snooker when I was a kid. Yeah. I mean, that was the thing. Everybody watched Sunday afternoon snooker and Alex Hurricane Higgins,
of course.
The guy with the glasses that were upside down.
Dennis Taylor, yeah.
And then there was the stiff sort of guy from Wales who was a bit posh, a bit stuck up.
Cliff Thorburn,
maybe him, yeah. And then your guy who was a young upstart then, the ginger.
Steve Davis.
Steve Davis, he came on the scene.
It was good though. It's very hype now, isn't it? It's been taken over by, is it a boxing promoter?
I don't know.
It's very hyped. There's a lot of
there's
a lot of intro music and all that jazz going on. So it's changed a little bit. But I enjoyed watching the final. It was great. There's snooker. I bought some Captain Morgan pineapple this week as well.
Okay.
Wow.
It's okay. It's all right. I mean, it was only 15 quid for the bottle, so it's not that much. It was nice. I don't think I'll buy another one.
No, it's a bit sickly.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was a change. It was okay for a change.
No, I can't remember the name of the one that I got, Pete, when you were talking about buying drink. But I bought this really beautiful bottle. It was a really nice thing. This odd little off license. I went into him. I said, how much is that? And I said, it was 54 quid.
Oh, God.
I said, okay, well, I'll give it a go. And I generally drink my rum without, the only thing that's in my rum is ice, generally. Ice,
yeah.
And this is, well, you would sip it, but it's just not, it just, no, I have to mix it with Coke. With this here, this beautiful thing, this bamboo is just, Harley Dan, I love you. You started me with the bamboo, and bamboo is just awesome. So our dispatch manager, Brian Lynch. And you want to look this up, you can Google Brian Lynch. He still holds the over 60s world record for the 1 mile and has broken that record twice. He's now 66, I think. And that's on track circuit. Anyway, why am I talking about him? Oh, yeah, I bought him a bottle of it. He retired. Yeah, he retired. And when I was buying him a bottle of it and going down to the office on Thursday, I thought, well, do you know what? If I'm getting him one, I'll get me one too. So we were sitting down last night, and I haven't drank all of the expensive one yet. I thought, what'll I have tonight? And I poured a big glass of bamboo last night, and I just said, this is just perfect. It's just heaven in a glass.
Nice.
And then it was like stairway to heaven. Several glasses later, I realized the messages as I was typing last night. It's amazing how you can get drunk typing.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite good. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, Pete, I interrupted you about your alcoholic achievements. Carry on.
It's okay. That's all right. And I watched a film which was called Premonition. I didn't realize it was an older film.
Deadly?
Premonition. No, it's Deadly? Just called Premonition. It's starring Sandra Bullock. I think it's from Deadly Premonition. It's from 2007.
Yeah, I think I've seen this somewhere.
Yeah. If it has Sandra... Oh, I thought maybe you had a premonition, but all right.
No. She ends up waking up one day and doing the normal thing, taking the kids to school and whatever, and then coming back, and the policeman comes to the door and says that her husband had been killed, and then she goes to bed at some point shortly after, wakes up, and it's like the day of his funeral, and then she goes to bed on that day and wakes up, and it's before he's died. And she keeps, every time she wakes up, it's at a different stage surrounding her husband's death, or prior to it. And it's really, really, really good.
Pete.
What?
Do you understand how the star ratings work on movies?
Yeah.
It's the more stars they have, the better. It's not like one star doesn't mean it's the best. Like, no, the number one.
How many has it got?
It has 3, which is pretty good for you. So it's in the middle. It is a 5.9 out of 10 on IMDb.
Yeah, yeah. That's all right.
No, it's probably better than right. Shadow in the Cloud. So that thing was terrible. Yeah. Oh, dear God.
It's 5.9's okay as far as films go. Like I said, it's all right. It's not like a game changer. Or I really enjoyed that run the other week. And I don't know if any... Have you seen that yet or not?
No, not yet.
You need to watch that. It's really, really good. It's worth a watch. But I've not been up to that much else, really. Not that I can think of. But, you know, done some nice things. How about you, Robbie?
Well, it has been a busy enough week, again, work-wise. In fact, extremely. Kind of out of control at times, but really good. And this week ahead doesn't sound like it's going to be any different. I've had all my raspberries. So this week's again looking very, very busy. I did watch something last night. It was so inspirational, Pete. It really was. Mm-hmm. And I thought of you as I watched it.
Oh, God.
And it's about this. Wow. It's about this ginger gentleman. And do you know those big, big fairies, right? That, you know, like a roll-on, roll-off ferry, right? and it goes over like inland ones for little lakes that maybe hold 24 or like maybe 48 cars. Yeah, it goes back and forward. You can imagine that in America, lots of places like that. Anyway, So this ginger guy worked on one of those, and he was maybe, in his early 20s, and he was a deckhand, just a lowly deckhand. Ginger as God intended, with a beard like you, Pete, and everything. Ginger hair, overalls, and he scrubbed the decks. And the car, those ones that are 48 cars, it was smaller than that. It was maybe 12 cars maybe it held. Yeah, maybe 8. Yeah, it wasn't a big ferry, okay? No. But he had a dream that one day, with hard work, that he didn't have loads of qualifications, that one day he could progress in the ranks through this company. Even with his disability, he could get through and make something of his life. And he wouldn't have to scrub the decks anymore and clean the oil and do all that horrible, dirty work. And you know what? The video I watched showed him getting his dream. He, after 10 years working on the ferry, he was promoted all the way to be able to not quite captain the ferry or first mate. He wasn't, not really the first mate. The navigator, but he wasn't quite that. But he managed to, after 10 years, to be promoted to help direct the cars onto the ferry. And so it just taught me that even for gingers, there's hope for your career. Inspiration.
God.
It's had such an effect on me this week. I must forward the video. So yeah,
talk about me watching shit.
Well, then that was on flipping TikTok.
God.
So Joshua, my son, who quite a lot of you have met at the different shows and bits and pieces, is 21 today. Amazing. I hope very soon he'll be off to work in the BBC, where, fingers crossed, things are working his way at the moment. And we'll see that. So that's great. Happy birthday. How did that happen? 21 years old. My goodness. A week or so ago, I was sorting out old discs, old DVDs. All these boyos here, yeah. And in behind this one here of a backup of old office stuff was another disc. And it was old cine footage or old video footage that I thought I'd long lost. And it was of Joshua as a young baby and one of my nieces, us on holiday, some early birthday parties. Him in the bath, of course, and running around naked and all that sort of stuff as a toddler. And we had a lot of that on tonight with the family. That's amazing how that's all came and how quick they all become all grown up. Last night, after he came in from his job, we sat down and I was having my bum boom. We watched a movie and he had never seen Misery and my wife had never seen Misery.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so last night we watched Misery. Kathy Bates says, just a fabulous, fabulous, gut-wrenching, ankle-breaking movie. Yeah, so good. Even after all these years, she deserved her, although the awards that she got for that. So it was absolutely fantastic. If you've never seen Misery, everybody has to see Misery. I mean, maybe some of the young ones haven't. It's about this writer who writes these lovely, soppy sort of novels. And he hates them now, and they've made him a millionaire. They've made him really, really successful, and he writes the last ever, the eighth or ninth novel, and goes to the same place up in the mountains each time to finish his book. He finishes the book, and he goes to drive off to his publisher and crashes his car in the snow, and everybody thinks he's dead, but he isn't. His number one fan rescues him because she sort of stalks him and takes him back to her house, and his legs are broken, and she helps along with that a bit and drugs him. Then she reads the manuscript, the book, and realizes that he has killed off her wonderful character and gets him to start rewriting the book. And it's fabulous. Really, really tense. Really good. Good, 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 good. Watch Misery.
What did the family think of it?
They thought it was great. Joshua especially loved this is going to be a real friggin' chin thing, right? He loved the photography. The lighting was fabulous. Sorry. Yeah, that was good. I watched a fabulous thing about Carrie Fisher this morning. All this, for some reason, the Star Wars stuff keeps on popping up on my YouTube feed. And there's fabulous Carrie Fisher 40-minute sort of documentary about her life. And I watched it this morning, and I was having my coffee, and it nearly had me in tears. That just gets me. Just, she was so fantastic as a young woman and through in her life history, and just great, just really good. I love Carrie Fisher. Yes. And she was so young when she was in Star Wars first. I mean, she was only 19. And Harrison Ford at that stage was 30. Almost 30 old. Yeah, at that stage. So like 19 and 30, you know. I mean, to a 19-year-old, to a 30-year-old is an old man. You know, to a 19-year-old to a 24-year-old, is that 24-year-old's old as well, you know. Yeah. So, anyway. Hi, Lord. How you doing? Please, Lord. James Caan, but he can't. Yes, very good. Unfortunately, James Caan from Misery went on to make Elf.
Yep, that he did.
He's done some good stuff. I mean, anyway, I have a great fun with my new ice cream machine. I made some beautiful strawberry sorbet today. So I made some little basic simple syrup, which is water and sugar, and you boil the sugar or water solution up till it goes clear, and you chill it, and then you get like 3 punnets of strawberries, blend them, and then put them through a fine sieve to get the juice, mix them all together, put them into my little machine with another secret ingredient, and then I have this fantastic strawberry. Sweet strawberry. Lovely, lovely, lovely. So I'm experimenting with like mad. Again, some of the kids don't like dairy stuff, so the sorbets are fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm experimenting with that.
Great alternative.
So that's good. And of course, Judith had her accident last week, and the car crashed the car. And she had to take her driving license to the police station last week, and to show it, because she didn't have it with her at the time. And I had to go with her. No, it's not. Well, yes, it is sticky. Yes. The secret ingredient, Lord, is sticky. Okay?
Well, that leaves out cocaine, so all right.
All right, sticky. Not what you think. No. Anyway, she was very, very nervous about going to the law because she's out on probation and stuff like that there for having this tiny little accident. And I haven't been very popular with it this week because randomly on Spotify, I leave it to Amazon to automatically start playing Bad Boys, Bad Boys. Gonna do when they come for you. And all that sort of stuff. And she's really, really, really getting really angry with me.
You're a right wind up merchant. Yeah, Jesus.
Had fun with it. About her being out of probation and, you know, goodness me, she did go out to your little the church meeting thing tonight. Nice. Well, maybe just as well you don't go, because you know they might be talking about you. You know, maybe you're not allowed back in. Maybe the whole sort of fostering thing could be out the window now. You know, criminals and all that stuff. So we had to go. That was interesting. You know, going in and buzzing your way into the police station and having to sit there and feel, you know, the people in handcuffs coming in, that sort of thing, and yeah. I wouldn't want to be that person. I have a friend of mine, a couple of friends are police peoples, and the lives that they have, and some of the stuff they see, some of the stories you hear. No. So I'm glad Judith, like, she's not, hasn't been arrested too much. Handcuffs are available. Look, her car is a way to get repaired. It'll be back this week. I think that it's all going through insurance. It was just a wee bump, but she's getting 3 points on her license for being a naughty girl. She broke a red light. What do you do? She got distracted. It was one of those things. And, you know, I'm not going to be lending her my keys for a while. Oh, that's another one. Anyway, all's well. Nobody got really, really hurt. So even though the other people who were absolutely fine have now put in personal injury claims to the insurance company,
that's a common thing,
isn't it? Isn't that horrible?
Yeah. Anything for a couple of grand, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, Maria Grande. Yeah, yeah, your woman.
Yeah.
But that's it. Yeah, so busy week as per usual, having fun. Life's good. And I got a skip. Wow, another skip. The skip's full. I can fill a skip in this house every 2 months. Seriously, a big, massive builder skip. And go out there yesterday and bump, 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 bump. Just like that. Just like that. Like three kids, a few people we knocked over the car. That's just, you know, just all chucked in. Yeah. Just amazing how much rubbish we have here. Anyway, I'm rambling now, aren't I?
Yeah.
A little bit.
So we're a video game podcast.
Oh, shit.
I reckon we should talk about some games, eh?
Okay. We could do games. Shall we play a game?
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic
yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy. Nice. Okay. Okay, Kim, game. Did you go over the games that are free that we pay for type thing last week? Did you go over that?
I did, yeah.
Shall we skip it? I'm gonna.
Well, sure.
Yeah, I'm just gonna boycott the whole of this show because I'm hosting tonight. So we are skipping. Let's talk about the games that we've played then. Kim.
Oh boy. All right. Well, I've kind of got a short list because I haven't been playing much this week. I played some more Letter Quest on the Switch, so that's been fun. Okay. And I played some Arise today on the Series X. So.
Okay, so somebody talked about Arise before, didn't they?
Probably.
And, yeah. And what Arise again? Let's talk about Arise. Oh yes, I remember you were talking about this here. The Arise is a simple story of Arise.
Yes.
I see it now. It's this one here, folks. It's got little plasticine people.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's a story about I would say he's a tribal leader, I think. And it's more or less just going back over his life, like how he met his wife and how she became his wife and how he led his people in his tribe and, you know, things like that. So there's little collectible memories along the way and you kind of see how the story progressed. And there's some little weird achievements, like if you go through like 50 bushes, you get a Bushman achievement. Ooh. So, yeah. And it's neat because you can control the weather, or like if say if there's rocks falling, you can with the joystick you can control if they're gonna fall up before they've actually collapsed, or you can use them to go down to another level, that sort of thing. So it's neat. The cameras are a little wonky because you can't actually control where the camera is aiming at, so sometimes it makes jumping a little tricky. Like you think you're gonna jump from one spot to another when actually you're gonna end up being a little short, so then you die. Or, whatever. But I can't really bag on it too much for that. It is a cute little game so far, if not just a little irritating, like I said, with the camera deal. And I did finally beat the part that I was stuck on when I talked about it the last time, that they had patched to make it more difficult. Thanks, fuckers, for that. No. Right? let's make it more difficult, because, So, I don't know. It's only like, I think I picked it up for less than $5 when it was on sale. I think it's only like a $20 game. If you liked Unravel and those little cute little short games like that, like Old Man's Journey sort of thing, I think this would be right up your alley. I think it's a Robin game. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think so. I think you're right.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's all I've done this week. So.
Wow. Okay. Robin? Yeah.
What about okay. You? I'm just going to, sorry, I'm on the fly here because I'm a wreck. I already said, and I actually need a prop here as well for this particular game. So this earlier this week, I started a game and I'm just going to get my prop now. That's not the right prop. 1 second. Talk amongst yourselves while I get my prop.
Oh, God. I hope it's not like Saints Row and it's a gigantic purple dildo or something. Dear Lord. I mean, it's Robin, so I can see it happening.
Oh, I dread to think what it is.
Right? And I mean, he's been drinking already, so God only knows.
But it sounds heavy.
He's
here.
Okay, I'm back. I've got my prop on, which is my Trump 2024 hat. Oh, yeah. So I played a game called Wreckfest this week. Oh. And Wreckfest is on Game Pass, of course. I'm going to stick it on the screen now. Wreckfest makes me want to wear my MAGA hat. Very, very much indeed. For some reason, it makes me want to shout, yeah, and be like the Hodge twins. Absolutely. So Wreckfest is like a stock car racing, banger racing, tractor racing, lawnmower racing, Wreckfest of a game where you go around. Yes, there are circuits, but there are demolition derbies. Yeehaw! There's all sorts of weird and wonderful, wacky, beat-up vehicles. And it just makes me want to sing Dixie and watch the Dukes of Hazzard. It has that sort of feeling about it. I just, It's just that sort of game. It's fun. Now, I know the community were paying it quite a while there together, but I'd say this would be such a laugh with the community, guys, again, they're just to play. It's good. It looks good. It plays really well, and it's lots of fun. So I played it for several hours on the machine out here one evening, and had a great, 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 great time with it. So Wreckfest is kind of cool. Have you guys touched on this at all? No.
Oh no! I'm just blown away by it.
I'd like to. So, I mean,
yeah. So there's Yeah, so, I mean, is this couch racing? This is a couch with, here we have on the screen now, it's a couch with an engine on it. You can race couches.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and I think there's like caravan or like Winnebago racing and all sorts of weird and wonderful sorts of stuff that you could do. There's a demolition derby about to come up now as well, so like, you know, you wreck as many as you can, your car falls apart, and you have to try and wreck as many as you can, but at the same time, protect your own car, all that sort of stuff. So lots of fun.
Was it on the PS2, Destruction Derby?
Yeah, maybe.
I used to absolutely love that game, and this just looks wicked. I'm going to have a go at this. Is this on Game Pass?
Yeah. The thing that just keeps on giving.
That's ace. So, it looks brilliant.
So lots of fun. I've been playing Wreckfest, so I have a great old time with that. and when I don't get out here, I have been chugging along still with Assassin's Creed Rogue. Now, I have to say that with Assassin's Creed, I have been saying, because it's Creed, that this game seems to be an awful lot... a bit more polite as far as the size of it was concerned, and not as big and not as many tasks as some of the other stuff, the other games. But all of a sudden, it's got very big. Okay, so I think it is one of those things where I pass a certain point and you go to old New York, and if you've played, when did you play the one in London, guys? Did you play the Assassin's Creed in London?
No.
Okay. Well, there's a bit in that one. You have to sort of take over all the areas and take over the many little gangs in London. Now, this one came out before that one, but you can see where the ideas for that one in London all came from. Okay. So all of a sudden, you have to take over the little territories of the gangs in New York, and you have to find there's like captains you have to get before they alert everybody else and all that sort of stuff. So all of a sudden there's that whole New York Manhattan map to take over, but it's not part of the main game. You can do bits of it, but then you have to go back to sea and go back to the tropical islands or wherever it is you go to and go and continue killing semi-famous people like George Washington's cousin who was up to no good, all that sort of stuff, you know. Some, you know, people that are sort of related to historical figures. But it's lovely. It is very, very good fun. And for a game that was built for the Xbox 360 and the PS3, I suppose. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of game here for night or next to night. So I'm enjoying Assassin's Creed Rogue. I'm gonna jump. I have my Scorpio inside the house and my monolith. Yeah, 2001 AD, 2001 Space Odyssey out here, So when I'm just having a few minutes, I mean, literally this afternoon, I had a spare 10 minutes in between one thing or another. I don't know what it was. Jasmine was, I don't remember. 10 minutes. And I just done one miniature little question mark on it. And yeah, it's good. Good. It's good. I still don't think it's as big as some of the other ones, but it's still approachable. I think, but yeah, it's one of those ones, if you were a OCD person, these games would definitely drive you insane, Pete. You know, that you have to change every little question. I'm not accusing you. Come on, you don't have OCD, do you, Aunt Ginger? You must get one of those special badges, do you, for parking?
Yeah. Yeah. I've got one.
Ginger bats.
Yeah.
Glenn has a blue badge with Ginger. Yeah, anyway, so Assassin's Creed Rogue. Yeah, that's about that, and Wreckfest. What about you, Pete Chin?
I've been playing some chess.
No way!
Yeah. Hey, do you know what, though? You know when I was talking before that I wanted to get over 500 XP on my 1 minute bullet chess?
Yes.
I have actually passed that quite easily. The highest I got to was 580, but I've lost three games and I think I'm back down to 555 now. But I've smashed the 500 mark. So my next benchmark is the 600. But it's a bit more difficult now. It's all down to speed and thinking quickly, which is difficult for me sometimes.
Just not his speed.
So I've been playing chess, but I've also been playing some of the games, and you'll be surprised that there's how many? 1, 2, 3 that I've played other than chess this week.
Wow.
All on different means of playing them as well. So I've played Minecraft Dungeons,
okay,
which I have played before, and I've played it on the Xbox, but this weekend I played it on a Switch. And I played on a Switch before. I think it was Mario Kart. Is it like 7 or something like that? It's just I can't remember what it was. So I played Mario Kart once before, but I've never really used a Switch. And my son Leo's got one, and we got the docking station and got it up on the TV. And yeah, we played it using the two small controllers, which is it's a bit fiddly at first. Have you played it on the Switch or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you played it like two player?
No.
No. Okay. So when you take the little joy pads off, it does get a little bit fiddly then. Sometimes you press, is it the plus button or? Yeah, the plus button. Oh, I got the red controller, I think, and I was pressing the plus sometimes with my fat thumb. So I was going into the menu when I was in battle, I got loads of enemies around me, and I end up going into the menus, and I was like, I felt like throwing it up against the bloody wall, the controller. But it's good. It's a bit laggy though. Did you get that when you're playing single player, or
every once in a while, yes.
Yeah, because I found it froze on us twice, which yeah, I was quite disappointed about. Really, I thought something as good as a Switch, and now well, it's been developed and whatever. It wouldn't just pack up like that. But yeah, it ended up freezing on us twice, so we had to go back to start the level all over again. But
you know, though, I've had that happen on playing Minecraft Dungeons on the Xbox though too. So maybe it's the software because because there a while back when me and Anthony was playing it, there was one day where it froze, I'll bet you 4 times, and of course we had to start over.
I noticed when it was when a lot was going on the screen, so there was multiple enemies around you, and some of the the abilities that you get in the bottom left hand corner where you can use those. I think it was the rockets that I got like a level 28 rocket and fired that as well as all the other stuff, and my son was use these rockets, and it just seemed to be when that there was a lot of action and color and a lot of goings on all at the same time that it ended up freezing. I don't know whether you found like that there was a pattern, but that's when I found like it was going, which was, like I said, it was annoying. I don't like it when things like that go, especially when you've they're expensive, aren't they? Switches and the games, and I'd be really peeved though if that was happening to me, and I bought it off the shelf. But anyway, I was playing Leo's. I didn't pay for it, so it didn't bother me. So yeah, there we go. I played Minecraft Dungeons on the Switch, and I've also been playing on the Xbox Cloud this week as well on my Android phone. So I got a Huawei phone that was made in China. I've got an 8-bit do.
Dude. Sorry. I mean, you distract me now because there's a few groups that we're WhatsApp groups that I'm part of, and I quite like some of the ones that I have now. Sorry, so there's my one now for our gentle political chat.
Oh yeah,
I'll just bring this here. Sorry if I can. No. No, it's not playing. No. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm spoiling this all night, haven't I?
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to.
Oh, I'm sorry. You carry on, darling. I'm a bad man.
I have a question though from the chat, Pete.
Okay.
Six Chill wants to know if you could be a chess piece, what piece would you be?
I think I'd be a queen.
You go over to China. You take China.
That's my notification sound for my podcast group. I love it. Anyway, sorry. I digress.
I'd be a queen.
Robin called it.
Yeah, just so I could be a queen for the day. I like queens. They can go anywhere they want to as well and just smash shit up. I'll be a queen. Who's put naked chess? Oh my god, naked chess. Have you seen us, Jay? Have you actually seen us? Because I think
I would never ever put anything on the podcast feed or video that naked chess. So please don't get worried about that at all.
No. Okay. So I've been playing on my 8-bit do. This week, so it's shaped like an Xbox controller. It's got a small arm that can grab onto my Android phone, so it's close to the controller. I was sat up in bed, and I thought I'll fire up Xbox Game Pass and play on the cloud. And I fired up Zombie Army 4 to start off with, which Greg was talking about a couple of weeks ago, and I've been wanting to play this game for a while, but I thought I'd just try it out just to see how they play on my 8-bit do and Android. And I'm blown away by this service. I think it's really, really, really good.
You were upright in bed, sitting, and you were blown away.
I was being blown away.
On the cloud.
Yeah, by armies.
Your life is so cool. I wish it was my life.
Being blown away by zombies.
That rotten woman split on me.
Oh.
I really love the service. I think it's wicked. I think, the Switch, how it was playing up with Minecraft, I didn't have any of that with this cloud gaming. And I was playing a more, well, to me, looked like a more detailed game. There's a lot more going on. And it just didn't phase it at all. I don't know if that's because of to do with the connection as well, the internet connection, which mine's pretty decent at home. I'd like to see what it was like just on, just on your 4G or whatever to see if it would play. But I didn't even go down that route. So I just played it through my Wi-Fi, and I didn't have any trouble at all.
Yeah, I kind of think there's games there that will be perfect for it, and that would be one of them, Pete. In all seriousness, I do love you, and so seriously. But there are certain games that, you don't need, like, Call of Duty wouldn't be one of those games for multiplayer, but something like Minecraft there, which isn't, that it doesn't matter if you're a tenth of a second out somewhere, but that's perfect for that. And especially now with lots of the little separate controllers you can get as well. I'm actually looking now. Yes, I did change to Android and away from my iPhone, but I can't wait to get back to my iPhone again. But anyway, the cloud service is out for invitation only for Apple devices at the moment.
Okay.
And very, very soon it'll be there. So I have a nice iPad Pro here with my little control pad. I think it'll be great. I did realize even with Android, it did work well for me for some stuff, but my eyesight is so shitty now for close-up stuff. I need something a bit bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I know you're talking about, you know, you're playing with the little Switch controllers, but you're used to holding little tiny things in your hand and getting the most out of them. I needed something a little bit more substantial in my hand.
Yeah.
To get, you know, I'm just used to that.
Yeah.
But so with a decent, I got her at least once a week. Gotta get her. So a decent controller, but the screen size is better for me on the Pro. But yeah. I just see if I'm away, when I eventually start to travel again, I can imagine me with just the basic controller and my Alzheimer's, my iPad will be perfect.
Yeah, you can also control it off your phone, can't you? Which I didn't know before until I touched the screen for some reason. Mm. You can control it off your phone as well, which I thought was pretty cool. But like you say, if there's a lot going on, Zombie Army 4, I think it was.
Oh,
you could just cope with it.
Oh, is that what you play? Oh, you do. So sorry, yeah. this game you played.
I didn't play Minecraft Dungeons. I played that on the Switch.
Okay. Yeah. So what?
I didn't want to stop. Yeah. The room's kicking in.
It's not. Yeah. Not the slightest.
Oh dear. So Zombie Army 4.
Sorry, I'm being hard tonight. You're hosting. You see, fuck you. Get on with it.
I also played Gears 5 as well on it.
Fuck's sake, I've just got the fucking zombies up. Okay.
Well, Zombie Army 4.
No, fucking Gears 5 it is.
All right, Gears 5 it is.
Well-oiled machine.
I don't want to talk any more about it because I only did like the intro and there's not too much to talk about and Greg went on about it for a while, so there we go.
He can go on, can't he?
He can go on. But he's not here tonight, so we can shorten it up. Gears 5 I played. There's like an expansion pack to the campaign called Hive Busters. I don't know. I missed the news train for this because I'm a big Gears fan and I just didn't realise that the expansion was there. And I started playing it on my Android phone. So there's some new characters. It looks like there's about two or three acts on this campaign. I could be wrong. Could be just two, but it looks great. It's Gears. It's opening up to you traveling down to try and kill this massive hive. I think that's producing loads of shit, the locust and whatever. Have you played it, Kim? Because you like Gears as well, don't you?
Yeah. No, I haven't played it yet, but
no.
I did start playing Gears 5 here a while back. So
yeah. It played well on the Android again. It didn't freeze. I didn't have any problems at all. So I was well chuffed with that cloud service. I thought it was ace. So I'm gonna try.
Must have better internet than I've got then, because I can't seem to make it work for anything. So
really?
It works, but it jumps a lot and it cuts out, and sometimes it might just drop it entirely. So that's why I got the Switch.
Well, it looks great.
It is being tested on a lot though, isn't it? This cloud service, and it is still in beta, isn't it? So.
Oh yeah.
I didn't have any trouble at all. Maybe some luck, pot luck, but Gears 5 ran well on it. I'm impressed. It's good stuff. So that's the games I've played this week, which is a shocker. Do you know what I have done as well? Installed PUBG on my PC.
Ooh.
Oh, I know. I think I'm gonna go back into it. I bought a few games. I fired up Steam. I don't know why. I've ended up falling down this. I think it was because I was streaming that Friday Night Funkin' with my son on the PC, and then I looked at some of the offers, and I was like, Street Fighter V is pretty cheap, so I bought that. I got PUBG. What else did I get? There's another one. But I just ended up buying these games, and I just thought I'm gonna have to play them. So I'll probably play PUBG this week. Maybe tomorrow. I'm off tomorrow. So I might have a little go tomorrow. Who knows? so that's pretty much it. as far as games, isn't it, folks?
Mm-hmm. Wow, I'm just realizing that the kids, I just looking up the Wreckfest thing, and the kids have been playing games that they're not allowed to.
Oh,
maybe I'm being a bit tough here. So tell me in the chat, when should I be annoyed here? Because Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The Darwin Project. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Oh, Five Nights at Freddy's 3.
No.
Uh-huh. Hello, Neighbor.
No.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
No. But it's all the things that kids are watching on YouTube, isn't it, as well? That's,
yeah. I'm a terrible person to ask because I let Anthony play Red Dead Redemption 2 and he's watched me play The Witcher 3. So I'm not the right person to ask.
Is Five Nights at Freddy's bad? Is it?
It's a horror game, isn't it?
It's scary, I think. But then I think, like Pete said, I think a lot of kids nowadays are watching that stuff on like YouTube and Twitch and stuff. So it probably doesn't scare them anymore.
Yeah.
So, it would probably scare the shit out of me. But
I hate having to lock it all out because it's a pain in the backside, you know.
And I think because they've already seen what goes on YouTube and what's happening in the game, it's already preempted what's going to happen, obviously, when they play it. So
I think
it's not... Yeah, it doesn't scare them so much as it would do.
I know, but you can't really apply the same thing to, like, when I found an old Electric Blue movie and watched it. You know, I watched it. Did it get me ready for the real thing, do you think? Or it wasn't so bad when I walked in at my mum and dad then? Because I'd seen... the German video with the man with the big hairy things and all and non-shaved in the 1970s VHS or Betamax, probably it was. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I'm scarred for life.
Betamax. Oh, dear.
Do you know what you think frigging Xbox and PlayStation was flipping war? That was war, let me tell you.
Yeah, Betamax and VHS, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Let me. Well, what's and then before that it was 8-track.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I remember my internet company, way back, and people, oh, that email stuff that'll never catch on, Robin. It never went, but now won't catch on. No way. I'm never gonna do all that nonsense. What's this 48K thing? I have that. We have 48Ks. Nobody's gonna do that stuff. And I used to go to people. I used to go on to the GeoCities or Ask Jeeves, you know, the search engine, and go, okay, tell me anything. You know, what do you want to search for? Anything at all, like smelly socks. Blah, blah, blah. There you go, bunk. Okay. And that was the thing that amazed people way back at the start of the internet. Stuff that catch on. Why did I get here?
Mm. I don't know how you do it.
Anyway. do you know what? Mongoose Pete. We have to actually set up a Twitter handle for proper Mongoose. Mon Pete Goose. Because I think it's such the cutest thing ever. I did. Mon Pete Goose.
I need to change my profile picture. That's so good.
Yes, he does look like it as well.
All right.
Little nose. Anyway, what are we doing now, Pete? You're hosting this thing.
We're going to talk about some news, I think.
Oh, thank God for
that. Here is the fucking news.
Wow.
Here is the fucking news.
There seems to be an awful lot of it, Pete.
Oh, great. Thanks ever so much, Greg, you shitbag. So, Apple versus Epic. Treasure trove of info. This is what it's going to be. I don't know why he's got me to read all of this tonight. This is just bonkers. But anyway, there's some court documents that have been unveiled during Epic versus Apple court case. And everyone's pretty much having a bit of a glimpse of what's going on behind the curtain. So these things have happened, apparently. Sony makes companies pay for cross-play capability, including Epic. Now, this just doesn't mean shit to me because I'm not a Sony fanboy, but Epic Games CEO Tim Sweeney confirmed that Epic has made some payments to Sony under its cross-play compensation policies. Tim Sweeney has also confirmed that Sony is the only platform holder that requires Epic to pay compensation for cross-play, and Epic had to agree to pay all these additional fees to enable cross-play in Fortnite.
Uh-huh.
So, Sony asked court yesterday to seal exhibits and testimony related to said documents and are no longer apparently on the court's website. Epic's tried to get Sony to announce crossplay originally and make them out to be heroes to get the deal done, but Sony said no at the time. Walmart's secret cloud gaming service has been revealed in confidential Epic Games emails, codenamed Project Storm, and it runs on Windows, and it supports streaming games or downloading them locally. We've got those details if you ever want to get in touch with us. I doubt that you want to. Tim Sweeney sent Tim Cook an email asking for iOS to be open, and Tim Cook's reply was basically, who's this guy? After Epic Games demonstrated Fortnite for Mac at WWDC 2015. It just sounds like there's a whole lot of bad stuff going on.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like people are short of porridge or anything, you know?
No. No.
That would be bad.
Yeah. Epic tried to push Microsoft to open up Xbox Live to free multiplayer gaming just weeks before the big battle with Apple over Fortnite. Internal emails between Xbox chief Phil Spencer and Tim Sweeney reveals the details. Is the Epic Games Store currently profitable? Asks a lawyer. No, says Sweeney. It's hundreds of millions of dollars short of being profitable because of the upfront costs of setting it up. We have a general expectation of becoming profitable within 3 to 4 years.
It's amazing, isn't it? Hundreds of millions of dollars to set up an online shop. I mean, can you explain to me how it costs hundreds of millions of dollars to set up an online shop?
I don't know. I can't.
I mean, they need to have big enough servers for people to download the stuff without it being too slow and something out there. But they can farm that out to, I don't know, AWS or somebody, you know. But I'm sure they have their own server banks there. But I mean, again, Epic Game Store. What? I don't know. Somebody's making money here, and it ain't friggin' me.
A lot of money can go into the marketing, couldn't it? But not hundreds of millions of dollars. But yeah, marketing can suck a lot of stuff up.
Yeah, it's a big pack of dicks. Yep.
Leaked documents show that Stalker 2 is a timed exclusive to Xbox for 3 months, and then also there's a grainy document, and it is bloody grainy, about how much Epic is paying for the free games that they are giving away. This court document, it shows that some games for hundreds and hundreds of thousands, even some in the millions of dollars. Yeah. But I can't really work it out that well. And for the audio listeners, it's not going to be...
Sorry. So Subnautica, Seller Unknown Worlds, start date is that. Entitlements is four and a half million. Buyout price is 1.4 million. New Epic accounts, 800,000. Epic UA cost, 174. New to Epic, 17%. The buyout price. Do they buy out the rights to the game to sell?
Oh, I would have thought so, yeah.
Yeah, really? 1.4 million? Entitlements. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, there's lots of money there. Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, more Sony news. Sony's working to integrate Discord into PlayStation consoles.
That's the future.
PlayStation is now partnering with Discord. I think Mark Hanix predicted it, that it was going to be the future. The popular online communication service with a promise to bring the Discord and PlayStation experiences closer together on console and mobile starting early next year. Details on what would actually entail are slim, and Sony's announcement just says that the two companies are hard at work connecting Discord with your social and gaming experience on PlayStation Network.
Huh.
Yeah. What do you think about that? Again, it's not going to really mean that much to me. Whole lot of Sony news.
Really?
Not my tang. I think we should just move on.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, there is a thing that's happening or talking about happening, mm-hmm. and I'm not ready for it, so I apologize. And it's all Fraser's fault, absolutely and utterly Fraser's fault. So as you know, there's quite a few of the podcasts within the VG Hub, and what we're actually going to try and do is there's an idea has came out of Canada about
Canada.
Yeah, Canada. Putting, I'm just looking for the email and I can't find it. I apologize. I'll be better prepared in the future. Anyway, the gist of it is what we're going to try and do is sort of not, join forces a bit more, thinking a bit more together. So using a one big, also like every time we go live to have a mega channel out there that all of the shows within the group host. Goodness me, get the words out, Robin. So there'll be veteran gamers, ourselves, I'm sure those silly boys, Joysticks and Chill, whatever thing Fraser's working on at the moment, whatever is out there, whatever's going on, but we all use a one big mega channel to make the VG Hub more accessible to people that that and some of the newer podcasts that don't have this maybe as much as a reach as some of the older, more established things to have that. So there's some bit of teething work. Because I mean, at the moment, those veteran gamer guys, they go out at the same time as us live. I mean, they're out there talking crap at the moment, and Eric's doing all his liberal stuff, whatever he does, you know, and moans about stuff. But there's a few things that we got to work out that way as well. But I think in general, it's a good idea, but we just need to sort it all out, and more will be revealed about that over the coming month or so, I suppose. So that's a good thing, I suppose. Yeah,
it is. Very positive. Yeah, it's closer good. Together, bigger and bolder. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. So nice. We're going to move on to new releases. Kim, do you mind just taking the reins for this one?
Well, sure.
Thanks.
Okay. Do very well. Anyway, new releases for May 9th through the 16th are Hood, Outlaws and Legends for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One and PC on May 10th. Which looks really good, but there's no single player in, yeah. So probably not going to get that one. Destiny 2, Season of the Splicer for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on May 11th. Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Wrath of the Druids DLC for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Stadia, and PC on May 13th. Monster Harvest for the PC, also on May 13th. Before We Leave for the PC on May 14th. Famicom Detectives Club. Oh, dear God, here we go. The Girl Who Stands Behind for the Switch on May 14th. Famicom Detective Club, The Missing... Yeah, okay, that says whore, but I'm sure that's not it. Okay, Air for the Switch on May 14th. Damn it, Robin. Mass Effect Legendary Edition. I know there are ones, you know, excited for this one. For the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC on May 14th. Subnautica for the Switch on May 14th. Subnautica Below Zero for the PlayStation 5, the Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, and Switch on May 14th.
God damn it, I am so excited for Mass Effect Legendary Edition. I've seen this lovely meme this week, Pete. Pete, I seen a meme, and it was from Back to the Future. I can't remember, it was maybe one of you guys put it up or somebody else in the community. And it said, it was a clip from Back to the Future. Hold on, to get rid of that music. A clip from Back to the Future. You know the bit in Back to the Future where he's sitting down and they're watching the space program in black and white. And he goes, oh, I've seen this. This is a rerun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the wee kid goes, hi, can you say you've seen it? This is brand new. And this is going to be the same thing with Mass Effect, because there's a whole generation of kids that are coming through now that, you know, I've seen this before. And I go, you know, because it's going to be all new and shiny. So I'm hoping that it finds a whole new market. But for me, old shit, who played them all and really, really enjoyed them, I can't wait to get back into to that the blue, scaly... Try to get them all. I got to collect them all. Got to get them all. Got to get the notches on my belt from some aliens. I want to kiss aliens.
Dear God. Well, me on the other hand, as well as Kim, are probably not looking forward to that coming out. But
no, I'll take a hard pass.
Yeah.
Why are you so against the Mass Effects, Kim? You and Nicole were really against Mass Effects.
They're not my thing. I don't know. And I didn't like the first one because, of course, the save points were terrible. Doing the damn Mako in that crater, trying to get thing out of there was a pain in the goddamn ass. I yelled things at the TV for that no one should probably be yelling at anything. So I don't know. I didn't get the hype. I guess it passed me by. I don't know.
To me, the Mako was Big Track. Did you just have Big Track in America? Murica. It was an probably 80s toy. It looked like a Mako, and there was programmable buttons on top of it, and rich kids so have them. Yeah. Rich kids had them. Bet you didn't have one, Pete, because I didn't fucking have one.
No.
Yeah, I think
I've always wanted one, though.
Yeah, I think that Christmas my dad made me a wooden ladder, ladder, and a wheelbarrow. With the pram wheels.
I had a Tonka truck. Do you remember that?
Fuck you. Yeah. I had one made out of a cornflakes box. We were so fucking poor.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ almighty. Yeah. You're lucky you had a proper tin Tonka toy, not like the plastic shit from China that they're bringing out now. Oh, wow. Tonka toys are class, man. They would still be around today. Anyway. Yeah. So, Mass Effect then. Yeah. I don't know. I get you. I understand that bit, Kim, but
I don't know. I think I just like my RPGs more dragony and fantasy than the space and science fiction sort of thing. I don't know. It's a personal thing, and I'm glad there are people that like this thing. It's just
Are you glad?
Enough. I mean, I'm not gonna shit in your oatmeal over it. I mean, if people are happy about it, then great. I mean, I'm not gonna rain on your parade. It just wasn't my thing. So
sorry, I stand corrected, Pete. Tonka was shit. It really was shit. Action Man was where the action was. Tonka just didn't. It was good. No, it was nice in the adverts, but when you got them, they actually weren't that much fun.
Well, don't shit on my oatmeal. I'm looking forward to Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Right?
That DLC. I think I'm going to. I might get that. I didn't even know that was coming out. So there we go.
They've delayed it. I think they've delayed it a couple of times because they have bugs and stuff. So.
Now, this is the one with the Vikings. This is the Vikings one,
yes,
wasn't it?
This is so the Vikings good ones, yes.
So, sorry, Pete, that brings up, have you finished your book about Viking mythology and stuff like that in lore? Because have you read any more of it?
Still on page 3.
Well, that's generally where you get stuck.
Is that because it's slow and terrible, or just because you haven't had time to read it?
I struggle reading.
Page 3 is Pete's favorite page. Yeah.
Page 3. Should have said page 4, shouldn't I, you bastard.
Oh, you just went and made a right tit, huh?
Ah, shit. Anyway, thanks, Kim. We've got Minecraft Realm apparently as well. Have you been on it?
But I'm paying for it. Yeah, I sent money to Phil. Phil set it up, and one thing or another. I think people are in there, but we haven't done an awful lot with it again. So,
Okay, well, interested in getting into this Minecraft realm and playing with the rest of the boys and girls, then just give us a shout. Send us an email. There's plenty of ways to contact us, and somebody will get you into that group somehow. Let's move on to Victories Achieved.
Absolutely. Victory Achieved is where we send you money just for typing Robin is cool in the chat. That's all you have to do. Type Robin is cool in the chat and we will send you money. No, that's not quite right. Please don't do it. It's for our rolling quarterly competition. There had to be one. Unfortunately, because you're a member of the podcast team, it disqualifies you. I'm sorry, Pete. Anyway, Victory Achieved. All you have to do is finish a game with the credits, roll it behind you. You send off a tweet to @OC_podcast with a nice selfie of yourself or your penis or your boobs. And I will then definitely save that into the book. The coffee table book I'm making right now that I've been doing now for the past 6 or 7 years to put all of the photographs together in one big book that everybody can have. And I need a few cocks. and a few tits. So what happens then is that goes into a pot. It's not a real pot. It's an imaginary pot. And we all hold hands and imagine the pot together as Pete smokes the pot while we pull out a winner from the pot and we read it out with rose-tinted glasses. And that person gets to win $20 or £15 for PSN, XBL, or Steam. And just for finishing games. It's great. That's all you have to do. And this week, Mr. Miyagi, who is out in Australia, the most sensible country in the world, he finished Gears 5, and he thought it was a pretty good game. James Joystick J, he finished Ass Creed Revelations. He likes the Ass Creeds. And John Mouse, he finished, believe it or not, Pete, your favourite game of all time, Alan Wake.
Fucking hell. Why would you put yourself through that?
I liked Alan Wake. I really did. I mean, I know Mark Alex talks about the bit fighting the tractors, but I thought fighting the tractors was good. Kim, did you play Alan Wake?
No, but now that they've got tractor fighting in it, maybe I'll have to.
Yeah, you had to fire. like the magic torch. You had to shine your magic torch. You wouldn't remember, Jamie, the magic torch, Pete. You're too old.
Yeah, no, I'll remember that. I remember it.
Shine your torch at the end and made it go away. It went boof. But it made the hairs in the back of your neck stand up. It was, I'm not a horror game person at all. I mean, you do like the Resident Evils, don't you, Pete? I mean,
yeah. That's your... What else is now?
Yeah, there is. Yeah. The village. Yeah.
There's a big tall lady in it.
Yeah, I'm the village. Take me to the village. I am not a number. I'm a free man. No, you're number six. No, I'm not a number. Anyway, reference or two there. That's very old. Anyway, Alan Wake's a good game. You have to play Alan Wake. I like Alan Wake. It gets a bit wacky. It is wacky, but it's good. And it's a great advert. I mean, it should have been sponsored by Duracell. They should have had like bonus batteries that lasted longer than the crap ones you picked up. And, you know, you picked up the Duracells. That would have been great product placement in a game. Or Ever Ready. Like, you picked up a little pink bunny that was going... It lasted longer. That would have been good DLC.
A pink
Yeah. I didn't really mean that. But I see where we're going here.
Oh, dear. Oh, crap.
I'll bring back... Greg, bring back Mark, bring back Phil. They're so boring, and they get through it professionally. You know, not like us, you know.
We're terrible people.
Terrible people. I'm the worst of the world. Anyway, all of those people that finished games, congratulations. Yous are wonderful, lovely people. Yous have been entered into the draw. For this, you get the sound of a man who is sucking on one too many Bloody Marys.
All have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
Suck on a Bloody Mary. Oh dear.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
Bloody Mary and pink rabbits. That's what we need to call this show. Nice.
Noise.
Okay, so if you'd like to email us with something.
Anything. Yeah, email any. I need to say actually one more thing. Sorry, Pete. Sorry, really apologize. Victory achieved. Okay, I have to just sort of a wee FYI sort of thing about customer services announcement. I don't do an awful lot on Twitter now because it's full of liberal nonsense and it really does just really, really annoys me. And I've really stepped back from Twitter, okay? And yes, I do collect all the victory achieved, but you don't, and I know there's lots of people like me that aren't really anywhere near Twitter anymore. So you don't just have to use Twitter for victory achieved. You can send off a Facebook at fb.ocpod.com. You can do the tweet, yes, of course, at @OC_podcast. Or you can email the show at podcast@ocpod.com. Or if you're in any of the WhatsApp groups, you can put your victory achieved there. It doesn't just have to be on Twitter because, you know, that's not the place where birthing persons go to. Okay, and this is Mother's Day or Birthing Person's Day, so we can be woke as well. It can go anywhere, not just on Twitter. That's it. And happy Birthing Person's Day to all you birthing persons in America. Okay, Pete, carry on.
Okay, we're gonna close off the show now, I think. But if you'd like to email us, you could email us on podcast@ocpod.com. If you do want to send us a tweet, it's @OC_podcast, and Facebook is fb.ocpod.com. You can leave us a review if you want to. And I think we're going to close off now because we've got a bit too excited. There's even a dancing Polish cow on the video feed on Twitch. It's going off. Even the Hmong Pete Goose is looking a bit startled by the cow. So, Kim.
Yes.
Who do you want to shout out?
All right. I'm going to shout out our shatters for the moment. We've had a few in here today. We, of course, got Boomer, the star of the show. Martin has been in there, Lord, and Joysticks and Chill, which I assume was Jay. So, I don't know. I'm going to quit assuming everybody was Jay because I get in trouble and it's not Jay. But anyway, thanks for stopping by and jumping in the chat and keeping us entertained, because obviously we do a pretty good job of keeping ourselves entertained. Shout out to Robin's Pink Bunny. No. God. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. All right. Shout out to you, too. My God. I hope the others come back soon, because I think we've just lowered the standards for the show. Another,
I'm sorry. I don't think we got anywhere near vasectomy tonight or balls or that sort of stuff. We didn't go anywhere putting cameras up your urethra. I don't
think that's true.
Jesus, we're not
God.
Flip me. It was 1 week I wasn't there. It was about 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago I wasn't there. I took 1 week off, and all yous are talking about cutting your balls off and all doing all sorts of
absolutely
things.
Well, obviously that wasn't me. So, you know.
Oh, flip me. Anyway.
Anyway, it's been fun, fellas. I enjoy it, because I always do. And hopefully, you know, everybody has a good week this week. Hopefully it fucking warms up here, because this is ridiculous. Other than that, over to you there, Robin.
Yeah, and the chat was good fun there tonight as well.
Oh, yeah, it was, for sure.
That was good fun. Okay. On a serious note, Phil, we feel for you, boyo. It's been a tough few days for you. So big hugs. Phil's father had passed away and the funeral has happened. So Phil will hopefully be back with us soon. Okay. Next, Mark and Jenny. Jenny, zang. She's good. So she's doing much better. Results that came back really well for Jenny. That's Mark's wife. I don't think it's his mistress. His mistress isn't called Jenny. What's his mistress's name? Is she Julie? It's too easy to mix them up. I'm not sure. Sorry, Julie, if you're the mistress, if it was you. Anyway, sorry. Jenny is doing much better now, which means Mark is doing much better now. So hopefully he's starting to re-engage with the show again. And that's really kind of cool. So hopefully we'll see Mark back in the not-too-distant future. Greg, I hope you're having a great old time. He is off in Lake Tahoe with Cindy. So let's hope they're having a great old time up there with this person called Bloody Mary. They deserve it, their time away. I'm just jealous of their time away. To all the shatters, to all the people that listen to the show, and everybody that tunes in through the radio through the week, it's great that we love this. It's good fun. And thank you very much, Pete, for hosting tonight. And let me just sit back there and give you a pile of shit.
That's good.
My final thing is, remember, if you want to know more about fostering or anything to do with, you know, buying and selling kids, I'm not the one to talk to. Judith, my lovely wife, and her sisters, they do a great porn channel all about fostering, and it's on Instagram @_love_share_and_foster, and they do like topless child reading. They're like talking like the Gruffalo in the nude and Where the Wild Things Are and stuff like that there. So, but if you want to learn about fostering, go to @_love_share_and_foster. Sorry.
Where the Wild Things Are, Jesus Christ.
@_love_share_and_foster. You can find all about fostering there, seriously. Yeah, it's funny. I seen this thing there earlier on this morning as well about, you know, trying to get a kid. Pete.
Yeah.
Okay, not trying to get a kid, but trying to get a kid, you know, to take the trash out, as they would say in America, and they come off or tidy their room. And you think about it, you know, generally with a lot of kids, we feed them and pay their rent and clothe them and do all the stuff for 18 years. You know, and if somebody came to me today and said, "Hey, Robin, I'm going to pay your mortgage and feed you for 18 years," I would go, "Oh, you're wonderful. Thank you." And you ask them to do the smallest little thing, and yeah, you're the worst in the world. Anyway,
they're right?
They're still the same when they're in their 20s, like 22.
Perspective, isn't it? Anyway, thank you for listening, people. Pete, take us home.
Okay, so I'm going to shout out Tommy and Georgia. They'll never listen to the show, and they're on my sad TV watching of The Only Way Is Essex, but they've had a little child this week, and he's a little cutie, so a big shout-out to them. Today, I've had a nightmare with my internet, right? I thought to myself, I'll buy a little wireless-like dongle to stick on my computer instead of having the hardwired internet, which is just, I'm using one of those Powerline plugs. And the connection's not been that great. And I thought, well, I've restarted the power line stuff, and that was still the same. I was still getting 5 megabits per second, and the connection was just shit. So I thought, I'll get one of these little links. It's a TP-Link, and I've connected that to my computer. It got like 40,000 reviews, 4.5 star. It was the all singing and all dancing thing, and it doesn't fucking work. It's an absolute...
What's it supposed to do?
So it's called a TP-Link. So you connect it to your computer.
Oh, no, TP-Link's the brand.
Yeah, it's a TP-Link wireless. It's like a Wi-Fi adapter. So there's a button on it, and you press it, and you press the WPS button on your router, and it all connects, and everything's great. It's fucking shit. Don't work.
But can you not connect it manually to your network? WPS.
Yeah, I did that as well, It's not, I don't know. My Xbox works up here and it works fine. This don't pick up the range. So it's just, it come today and I was so excited.
And swallow it, life. Go on. Swallow it, life.
It don't work. I'll throw it away. There it is. It's a pile of shit. So, yeah, that's it. That's the end of the show. Sorry that you had to hear my voice rambling on and hosting, but the better one will be back next week, hopefully. And Robin, play us the music.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about
too
RPGs.
Many, some people say.
Come on. Yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
And of course, you have links to great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.
And we're clear, you fucker.
Hooray.
Well done. Good job.